Yeah.
G.
Let's go, G. You don't like those little umbrellas in your drink. Red lipstick on your glass at every sip. I get lost in your brown eyes whenever we link. I pick you up around the town, the sky's purple and pink. I already checked in, but my boarding pass alone on my phone. Flight is early as fuck, might as well just stay up. Know this one place we could chill and actually see the stars. Know what it's like downtown, pollution and all the cars. Life is a roller coaster, try not to fuck up the table. Feelings are for
the weirdest things have transpired so far tonight. It's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you were the cause of the first one?
I did not cause anything.
No, it was beautiful. What happened was absolutely beautiful, and we'll get to it. Hey, how's it going? I'm Mike. There's Grizz.
I'm Grizz. That's Mike.
And this is Mare Wanderers. And by the way, we're going to meet somebody this evening, and you just heard the music of KO. The song we'll talk about coming up, and this guy is unbelievable.
Yeah, man.
Like, very I got the goosebumps listening to a track. We're not going to play the track, I think, because, well, we'll talk about it, but it's not been released yet. Grizz, how talented is this guy?
Dude, I told you, I want to play the song. I want to pick up my guitar and play the song.
Exactly.
So yeah. I don't say that very often about music.
So we'll share some music with KO and another special guest that will become familiar to the show, ongoing and forever with a bit of luck, beloved to everybody who listened the first time out, our very own Max. And so we'll get him on in just a little bit. But first... What the fuck happened in the parking lot? What the fuck happened in the parking
Nothing.
Lot? Explain.
As mind my own business.
Grizz, I'm posting the video, so just explain what happened to the listeners.
Nothing really happened. I got here early.
Yeah.
You said you were going to be stuck in traffic.
And I was.
So I showed up. Yeah. But I showed up in my, you know, let's say my hobby van, right?
Like your work van. Like,
it's kind of. Like it's a van that my guys, I got a little small business and my guys use the van.
It's a bit rapey looking.
And in the... Really? Is it going to start like this tonight?
So you were in your van.
I got him. I got Max over there. And I got the new guy over here. Right? I got this guy red anyway, dude, man. He's
dead
all mine.
All right.
Dead to rights.
So anyway, all right.
So my van is still sort of decked out from the weekend because I was up
full
north.
Full of candy.
You guys are horrible, man.
Go on. You were saying.
So it's... I had it all set up with a queen size bed in the back.
Oh,
and stuff
is
like that.
Getting better,
you just stomp on your head. You're digging your hole deeper here, bud.
Why can't a guy just have a van
with
man?
A bed
really?
In it?
With a bed in it.
That's all
it.
He travels around.
Right. So I had that.
Is it tinted?
No. It doesn't have windows, dude. And there's
cages.
Hey, no. Hey, it's got. It does have back windows, but there are cages on the back windows. So yeah. I guess yeah. There's barbed wire on the back windows of my van.
Okay, so no, it's a work van. We've got it.
I know.
You'll see it in the video.
No, you don't have it, but you're trying to make it worse than it is.
No,
that's okay.
It's nice.
Shut the fuck up. I got my van. I brought it here. It's still decked out from the weekend. I had three guitars in the back. Fuck you all. Right? And then when I got out, I smoked a cigarette and grabbed my Gatorade. I opened the side doors. I pulled out a guitar. What the fuck are you laughing at?
So dude, nobody's laughing. Right. Dude.
Okay.
Dude, it's just,
so
it's
then
just,
I broke
you
out
have
my
a way
guitar.
About you. Yeah.
And I started to sit there and just noodle around. And then you called. Or
yeah.
I called you.
And I said, what are you doing? You said, there's some brothers down here. We're hanging out. Hey, guys. And then the phone hung out. And I'm like,
oh, yeah. Yeah. So these young men came over and asked me to play some music.
So my first thought was, there's definitely weed out there.
Shut up. Really, dude? Are you going that dark? Like, I'm glad I don't have headset on because
okay.
If I heard how loud that was, I would probably
no,
lose
I'm,
my
I'm
shit.
Not gonna, you know what? I'm not going to let this be sullied because
no,
what I
clearly,
what happened
no, clearly
next.
Clearly, you're not going to let it be
no,
sullied.
No, because
right.
What happened next
go
was
ahead.
Beautiful. You guys jammed, and it was really cool. And a shout out right now to a really, really talented young guy.
He was indeed.
Yeah. TC God. It's GXD, check him out. We watched one of his videos. He's a talented guy.
Yeah,
and it was
kid.
Just fun to watch you guys jam. That's all.
Yeah, I'm sitting there playing guitar like a hillbilly.
No, it was really cool, man. It was pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
So, all right, welcome to Mare Wanderers. Our new third mic. Welcome to the room, Maximilian.
How's it going, everybody?
Hey, Max. What's going on?
Oh, just laughing about that whole van ordeal.
No, don't bring it up because he's going to be sore at me about it now.
Yeah.
My bad.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, other than that, just being a smiley dude.
Good.
You know, had a good meeting before this, so, you know, good to be here.
Excellent. Glad to have you.
Yeah, glad to
kind be here. What transpires at a Max meeting? I got it. Okay, first of all, let's. Oh, I was at that meeting.
That's what I referred to as our meeting.
That was a safety meeting that we had out back before the show, which might have led to the laughter to this point. Okay, so look, here's the thing. Last time Max was on the show, right, Chris?
Uh-huh.
And yep. he was kind of a popular guy for a couple of things. One, he's lovely, like he's smiley and lots of fun. And also, he's an expert on weed like nobody we know.
He is indeed.
He's connected to the world of music, as you'll find out in a couple of minutes here. With regard to weed and many other things, he's just a talented guy online, and he's just a lovable dude. And also his ability to smoke copious amounts of weed. I'm not just saying it. I've witnessed it.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I'm not going to argue that point. I do tend to smoke copious amounts of
you
cannabis.
Do.
Copious
is a good word. It is prolific.
Yeah. A cornucopia of cannabis?
Prolific.
Yeah, he
it's
has...
also another good word.
Thank you. I You're appreciate welcome. That after you've made jokes about me being a pedophile. But anyway.
Those jokes kind of made themselves, man.
Indeed, that stuff writes itself. I mean, I was just trying to tell a story. Smooth. And what?
Nothing. I didn't say a word.
Take
nothing.
It easy.
I got nothing to say.
Yeah, there was a seal on that was... not even detectable.
Uh-huh.
Nobody will notice that. Okay, so what just happened, so you know, was I had to stop the recording for a second because I got in a panic that we weren't going to have the gold that was the story about Brian and his
shut up,
and
man.
His ice cream truck.
Leave my van out of it. An ice cream truck. Yeah. Really?
This episode has to be called Leave My Van Out of It.
Okay, Rape Van Sight. How did I? Back to Max. So Max brings with him tonight just an amazing artist that we talked about, K.O. Welcome to the podcast, buddy.
Thanks for having me, man.
Oh, it's so nice to have you here. And the music off the top, thank you for letting us enjoy
my pleasure.
That. And so how do you and Max come to get to know each other, Max?
Well, I ran into him at a buddy's music release party in Nova Scotia. Shout out Pinio and Loeb, some fantastic DJs.
Yeah,
from there, checked out his show, kicked
Solstice
it.
Solstice right after that, and then we just clicked from there.
But yeah.
He's a good guy, right? Like, Max is just a good soul.
Yeah, good vibes, good energy. You know,
he's high all the time.
Well, yeah, so you know.
I'm kind of like the happy Buddha. You ever see the laughing Buddha or the smiling Buddha?
Yeah.
Just like, touch my belly, give me money, and, you know, I'm green, right?
That's great.
He's adorable. I told you. If you cut off the top of Max's head, right? Like, if I drew a line, a perforated line around his head right there.
He's done it.
And I have done
he's
this.
He's done it.
And we took a hacksaw and cut off the top of his head. Inside, KO, jelly beans.
Jelly beans.
He's a beautiful boy. Sounds That's how delicious. I feel about it.
He is indeed.
Tell us a little bit about your music. First of all, where are you from?
I am from the beautiful island of St. Lucia, born and raised.
Very nice. And what age did you arrive in Canada?
I was 21. 2021? Yeah, 2009. Around there.
Because you look 18 now, if I could tell you.
Black don't crack, baby.
White's full of spite, apparently. Sorry, look at this face. Great. It's not easy.
Oh, you look great.
Boy. Yeah, white people irritate me. Max and I, we've had this conversation. Sorry about that, Brian, but you do.
It's the Marijanderers.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. Oh, yeah, it's not the other show.
That's right. Shut up.
You know what? I want to promote that show on this. Remind me, okay, before the end.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, because that's a good idea.
It is a good show.
So now you arrive in Canada already a musician. Did you have a career going for you before you left?
Yeah. I started in St. Lucia. I started in St. Lucia, and I left essentially because I felt like there was only so much that I could attain for my myself as a, especially as a rapper, if you will, in St. Lucia, because that's not necessarily the genre that we are culturally known for. So that took a lot of migrating through different things to get people to embrace that.
Is it viewed more as a thug and gangster than the island likes? Because there's so much. And by the way, hats off to Caribbean music. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a rich rich culture of music there, but it is very, very ingrained. And I wonder if anything flying in the face of that is met.
I don't think it was necessarily the content of hip hop per se. I think it was the fact that it wasn't inherently ours.
Gotcha.
You know, it didn't come from, although it originated in ways like from reggae, ska, things of that nature. But at its core, like, we are known
not
for
purely
dancehall, reggae, soca, calypso, that kind of vibe. Those, even R&B, those things are more openly embraced. But what that really taught me at an early age was how to navigate through different genres. So how I was able to get my message across was through collaboration. I would do songs with soca artists. I would do songs with reggae artists. Yeah. I would, like, the first big song that I had in St. Lucia that I was on the radio was Dear Music, a song that I did with a four-piece jazz group, a female jazz group by the name of Sisterhood. So I've always learned to like navigate through those things, and that's taught me a certain level of like versatility, if you will. So I had a lot of that, and like learning how to perform in different spaces to different people. Like, so I took a lot of that insight and knowledge with me coming here to Canada.
And you sing beautifully. Like, you
thank you.
Well,
I took some, like, you know, I had to teach myself. I had to learn how to sing a lot more too, because I started as a rapper, but I that quickly changed.
So you didn't, sing as a kid?
I mean, I would sing along to the songs on the radio. I actually used to sing in the choir, in the church choir, in the school choir.
That's where it all starts, man.
Definitely starts. Yeah.
So here's my question for you, because as an artist, you're out there and you're trying to make a name for yourself doing something that's just a little bit different back in St. Lucia.
Yeah.
You realize that it's not working for you, or you need to expand a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Right. When did you start playing your original music? Because most artists start out playing somebody else's music and then they graduate and they start playing their own. And it's a tough gig to go out there and play your own music, dude.
Yeah.
So how did that, when did you play your first original song, like your first original night?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And how hard was it going through that journey, trying to promote yourself like that?
The first thing I performed, period, I think that was really like the catalyst for things, was I was part of my high school choir and we were doing a rendition of R. Kelly's World's Greatest, and they wanted to add like a rap verse. So I wrote a rap verse and I put that into the song. That was my first performance as a rapper. Since then, I had recorded a lot of music and I started putting it out, and then we started to do shows in St. Lucia. And when you're doing those, when you're performing your own songs and they don't know the music, it's the scariest thing in the world. But so like, how do you get these people to feel a certain way about this music that you've created, that you've poured your heart and your soul into? How do you get them to feel that same feeling that you had making it? Is really like, which was very scary, but what really taught me an important lesson in being an artist and in being a live performer was like being able to channel that energy, that same vibe, and give that to the people so that they could reciprocate it and give that to you. So certain times, even if they don't know the song, they could vibe to it, they could feel it, they could listen to the lyrics, they could move to the music. Something resonates with them because you like feel this that passionately.
Yeah. And trying to push that out in St. Lucia was tough.
It was tough. And that's why I think my content was always very real or reality driven or based on real life and real experiences and real relationships and real struggles, because I didn't want to fake it, because my people would never give me the opportunity to fake it. They would never let that fly.
Right.
So the only way for me to really like connect with these people was to connect with them on a real human level, like, so speak as openly and as honestly as you can to them.
So when you started, like you said, your people, right? And I know you meant the fans, right? And I hate the word fans, but you know what I'm talking about.
Like your tribe.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right? So your following, it started on the island. You built up a good following there. And then where was the next following? Where did it come from?
I started to travel to different islands and start like networking, doing different moments, creating different moments for myself. So like, around that time is when social media was starting to become a thing too, like early out, so like Facebook, MySpace, things of that nature. But I understood the importance of like creating those moments. So I would go over to different islands, I would collaborate with different artists, do different shows, things like that, and really build my network through the Caribbean. But even then, And in hindsight, too, I didn't have a full enough understanding of it, because if I had the appreciation for songwriting that I do now, then I would have looked at those relationships a lot differently and explored a lot of those opportunities a lot more in depth.
Right.
But that was like my plan. Like, okay, I did what I could in St. Lucia. Let me see what I could do in the Caribbean. And when that was like, okay, where do I go from there? I figured the next step was to go to, you know, the States, actually, which was my first choice. Yeah. I was going to go to...
It's a hard gig there, though.
I know. And my option was always to go through school. That was always kind of like my plan. So I had originally wanted to go to Full Sail University in Orlando. I wanted to study music business. I had applied for the loan. I had figured out my whole apartment situation, all that.
And then how did you end up in Halifax, Nova Scotia?
Here's the kicker right here. So
kicker, right?
Here's the gag. So in St. Lucia, I had to apply for a student loan. There's a sort of like priority list of courses or programs that they deem priority for like the sake of the country, right? And music business was not on said priority list, so I could not get a student loan for it. That fell through last minute. The only other school I had applied for was St. Mary's University because one of the professors was St. Lucia. Yeah, great school. I had a great time.
Shout out to my daughter graduating. She wants to go to SMU. That's
all.
There you
go.
Yeah, there you go.
Go Huskies, you know?
Mm-hmm. Tiger Ting, but...
Yeah, it's all right. Could agree to disagree. You know, it's all right.
Oh, that was loud.
That was pretty loud. I heard from here. So I had applied for St. Mary's University because one of the professors was St. Lucian. So.
And so what did you think of the music scene in Nova Scotia when you first started and versus what you think of it now?
I could tell you what my expectations were. I expected like mountain goats and like igloos and random shit. I did not expect... I'll be honest with you. I was very ignorant.
Igloo and elk and moose and people wearing beaver pelts.
Yeah, but if I got into Halifax at night too, so like I didn't see the drive. I'm just seeing this long ass drive.
And what time did you arrived in September?
Yeah,
so it was already snowing.
No, basically, right? It wasn't a culture shock, but those things, I had those expectations.
Was winter a culture shock?
It's still a culture shock, bro.
Don't worry, we feel it too.
It's still a culture shock.
Can I ask one more question? Then I'll just give the mic back, sorry, because I'm kind of dominating this interview. And,
it's all good.
And
it's nice, I apologize, man. But I've never seen you interact so nicely with people. Your therapy is really, it's taking hold. But, you know, some of the therapy apparently.
Die.
Leave my man out of this.
Just die.
Leave my man out of this.
Just
sorry, go for
really?
It.
No, you know what? This is all getting fucking out of hand, you guys. You busted my fucking balls. Even the new guy. That'd been nice. Fuck.
You have been very kind.
Oh.
You
have been. So all right. Okay. No.
It's funny.
Okay. So no. Here's my question. Okay. Seriously. All right. Okay.
Yeah, he feels bad now.
Leave my van out of it. So the question is this: every person that plays music, that I know anyway, and I know quite a few. There's always someone that sort of taught him something or what was a mentor. So you had to have a mentor. Someone had to help you or someone that you learned something from that you always, you know, you revert to and you go, that guy taught me a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah. I often credit my Uncle Kent. Oh, you're not talking to me. Oh, sorry. Sorry. My bad. I misread the room.
Max, no more joints before the show.
No, right? No more
never
promises.
Again. So no back promises. To your mentor.
Yeah, I'd say I've had a few along the course of my journey that have like I feel like my life and my career has always been like it was never really a catapult of success, but it was always these gradual stages that helped me get to those other stages, you know, and there were people or characters around that time that played pivotal roles in that movie or that put that
right
point in time in that story, you know what I mean? Ronald Boo Hinkson in St. Lucia being one of those people. He's a jazz musician, guitarist, one of the biggest musicians to ever come out of St. Lucia. He's played at the White House, and
wow,
he's been one of those guys who has really championed St. Lucian arts, culture, and music. And he embraced me at an early age and showed me the ropes and introduced me to a lot of people and brought me into the studio for a lot of the first times. And I'll never forget the role that he played in my life at that point in time. You know what I mean? Classified being one of those people, and me moving to Canada and giving me my first opportunity to tour Canada, getting me on the radio, getting me my first deal. All of those things are really pivotal in that moment through Classified. And I learned a lot about music, the business, and a lot about myself.
Great introduction.
That relationship.
Yeah. So is that relationship still strong?
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, we don't, like, he lives in Enfield, Nova Scotia.
Okay.
He's a family man, obviously.
Right. You know what
I mean? I live here. So whenever we link up, it's always nothing but love.
I'm sure. Yeah.
You know what I mean? But we're not as in touch as we
used to. That's great.
Obviously. What's he doing now? Is he still producing music?
Putting out bangers.
Yeah.
Putting out bangers on bangers. And
yeah. I think the next single is Cold Love with Tory Lanez.
Yeah.
No kidding. The other day, we saw Tory Lanez. Were you here for that? Tory Lanez' brother. Is his name Yoko?
Yoko Gold, yeah,
he was here in the studio a couple of days ago.
For real, eh?
He was?
I guess you weren't here, huh?
I don't.
Oh no, you know what? There's a new show that's going on out of the studio. I want to mention it. It's called Sound Perspectives, and it's a look at Toronto hip hop, actually, and it's a really good show.
It's a great title.
And yeah, great guys doing it. DJ Necessary, one of the guys that we heard a little bit earlier.
Dope.
He and Richard, they do an amazing show. You'll love it if you love hip hop. So we were out in the hall, and there he was. So I guess in this place, as you're probably gathering, not just Brian recording outside with the local artists.
I wasn't recording anything. I was just playing.
Oh,
music.
I recorded.
You
it.
Recorded? No, you didn't.
I recorded.
Don't play it.
Are you kidding me right now?
Post it and die.
Well, let's see what happens. Okay.
All right.
World Star Hip Hop. Here we go.
World Star.
Right.
Six bus.
So it's kind of a cool place to be because a lot of music goes on around here, and I'll recommend that show, and I hope that you join those guys because I think they would love to have you around, man.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to. Absolutely.
Okay, let's point this out. Max is first day on the job. He's already doodling. What are you doing?
God, I was hoping you wouldn't ask so soon.
No. Oh, you're not doing a bad job. What?
It's just not
what
a masterpiece.
Kind of answer was that?
It's not
Seriously.
A masterpiece yet, bro. Chill.
It's not just
y'all expect a y'all expect what's a famous artist?
Picasso.
If y'all expect a Picasso. It's been 10 minutes, bud.
Could you imagine him in an interrogation? Did you kill that man? I didn't think you'd ask me so soon.
I didn't. I just didn't.
I didn't think you'd be. Why
That's
are you,
great.
Why are you so thirsty for knowledge about what I'm drawing over here? What are you doing? I mean,
my side hurts from laughing.
I'm drawing like an acorn, which is actually, I don't know, it looks like a bearded dude, but the acorn, the top of the acorn is the beard. I don't know. It's strange.
Yep, by that description alone, we're going to have to post a picture.
By the way, it's a stellar description of a very weird drawing. Okay, Max, you continue on with that.
I think I shall, Mike. I think I shall.
Okay.
We got to get a camera in here.
You know what I'll do? I'll post this on our social media feed. And whoever loves it the most somehow, I don't know, you be inventive. That really is an acorn man you're making.
You know?
For real, bro. I wasn't fucking around.
Oh, my God. It's an acorn guy. It's a Brian as an acorn.
Okay.
Chris, look, he drew a beautiful photo, a picture. Sorry, he called it a photo. I got to draw photos, he said earlier. Okay.
Y'all don't say that.
You had some questions about a strain. Let's pull Max out of the drawing and into the fire and talk about this. Wow. You tried a new strain to you. I've tried it before. What was it? And tell us about your experience.
I don't want to talk about it now.
What just happened?
I don't know, because if I talk about this particular strain, it'll unleash a whole bunch of fucking van jokes.
I don't want any van jokes
is it, over the weed I have.
What's it called again? Is it Violator?
You got it right away, didn't you? You knew exactly where I was going.
Is it the Violator? Is that what you picked up?
He's got Violator Kush. Oh, man. And by the way, we're all going to chip in and get you the license plate for your band.
I fucked up so bad tonight, man. So bad. I should have said no to coming in tonight.
It's the Violator band. Why does it smell like that in here, Violator?
Does anyone know how to get blood and semen out of...
Just asking for a friend.
This is disgusting. This is totally degenerated into one of the worst moments of my life.
This is my favorite Marijuanderers ever.
Shut up.
I love this one. This is great. We got great drawings.
I don't want any more guests ever.
Okay. Let's talk about Violator Kush, Max.
Wow.
First of all, let's talk about the flavor and then the effect.
Sure. Okay. Talk about it without laughing.
Oh, that's impossible looking at you.
Here we go.
Not at the van now. It's just on my mind. But yeah, the Violator. It's a classic. I mean, I've always been every time I've had the Violator in Canada, whether I'm in BC or Toronto or Nova Scotia, it's almost been the exact same flavor. And that's almost just like a strong, fruity. How do I describe it?
Sounds like candy.
Yeah, it's just weird, though. It is like for, I don't know, I like my gassier strains and the cushier strains. And Violator, I really liked the strain when I first had it. But at that point in time, I think I smoked about a whole ounce of it or maybe two. Wow. And I...
That day?
Yeah. No, like that hour. No, but the flavor kind of got to me after a while. Like, it was delicious and very strong and apparent. So it was a good flavor. But after smoking it for so long, I just kind of got a little bored of it.
A little bored of it. Yeah, well, that happened.
But it was a good, reliable smoke, and the effects were nice and heavy, and it burned really well. I remember that. And they were pretty-looking buds, really nice and frosty, very light-colored, like a nice light green.
Yes, indeed they were.
Yeah.
From memory, you got that.
Wow. Yeah.
You drew me as an acorn, but you can remember...
That he has a memory.
Yeah.
It's like remarkable.
That acorn's you, right? I didn't.
No, I don't want the acorn to be me. That it could look like you too.
It is you, dude. That you're acorn lad.
You know, I don't understand.
Acorn man.
The abuse.
I gotta fill in the acorn.
Hey, can we maybe come up with a quick acorn rap for Acorn Man?
Acorn Man. Acorn Man. He's that man with the rapey van.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm so sorry.
Okay.
So sorry.
Oh, my God. What just happened? All right. Listen, please follow our socials at Merrill Wanderers and check us out, MerrillWanderers.com. Grizz, thanks for everything, buddy. And if you don't mind. Hey, can I get a ride home?
Die, motherfucker.
Die. No one ever.
Die. Everybody die.
You can get a ride, but not to home.
Oh, hey, bro, you got you got a bed in it, man.
Bro, what did you expect your friends would say? What did you expect your friends would say?
You know, I didn't expect my friends would completely just decimate me today.
Okay,
like
check the video. Check the video, Merrill Wanderers.
My van's in the fucking video.
Oh, yeah, it's best ever.
We'll
it is
the
license. No. Actually, we have to, just so you know, if you see a van going around with a Violator on it.
Jesus
Christ. We are not liable, but do approach. Do approach. It's probably Grizz.
Don't argue. We have candy. Listen, man, thank you so much for joining us. KO, where can people find you?
I am KO.com.
Nice.
Yeah, I am KO.com. My socials are at KO Guevara. That is KAYOGUEVARRA. Across the board, Instagram, Twitter. I love Twitter. It's my place. Facebook, Snapchat, all that.
Man, you're really talented. If you don't mind, we'll finish up with some of your music. What would you pick?
Reckless.
Okay, Reckless.
Hey, what a jam.
Welcome to the show, Max.
Big fan. Also, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram, same place as always. It's Kirsch, ITSKIRSH. And while you're at it, check out Kirsch.media. It's brand new. There's not too many photos on there. But yeah, I thought I'd give her a plug.
Nice work, Max, with the plugs. Thanks for joining us on Merrill Wanderers. See you next time, buddy Grizz.
Yeah, thanks for coming out, boys.
Best
don't sound so exciting, man.
Ever.
Yeah. Woke up somewhere on a villa, pretty thing is still that sleepy. Every day of the week is starting to feel like it's the weekend.
She always say she love me, but I know that she don't mean it, no. Hardly getting sleep, but always feeling like I'm dreaming, yeah. Smoke cloud in my eyes, never seen more clearly, it's part of the high. It's part of the grind, on this lonely road, but it's part of the drive. We are reckless, you.